Only two Senate races remain with power in the balance. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Arizona's Senate race has been decided.
The Fox News decision desk declaring Democratic Senator Mark Kelly has won re-election in Arizona, defeating Blake Masters. That race at one point was considered one of the best options for Republicans to pick up a seat this year.
Fox's Matt Finn, that's 49 seats in the Senate each for the Democrats and the Republicans. Democrats need only win one of the remaining two races to maintain their control of the Senate. Former President Trump weighing in, posting on social media, they're at it again, suggesting tabulator malfunctions in Maricopa County on Tuesday were a scam and a fraud, adding they've stolen the election from Blake Masters. There's been another update in the Senate race in Nevada showing gains for incumbent Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who now trails Republican challenger Adam Laxalt by fewer than 900 votes. There's still thousands of uncounted ballots in Nevada, but the governor's race has been decided. Former Clark County Sheriff Republican Joe Lombardo has beaten incumbent Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak. Former President Trump suing the House January 6th committee, trying to block the subpoena they issued him.
His attorney said that while other former presidents have voluntarily agreed to testify or give documents, no former president's ever been compelled to do so. He also said the former president had been engaging with the committee in a good faith effort, but said the committee is insisting on pursuing a political path.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, the legal challenge will likely mean that Mr. Trump won't have to testify, as the committee is expected to be disbanded in January. A major earthquake shaking the South Pacific overnight. The magnitude 7 quake epicentered southeast of Fiji, followed by a 5.1 aftershock, but it apparently did not generate a tsunami wave. There are no reports of possible damage or injuries yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden is due at the ASEAN summit, Southeast Asian nations in Cambodia at this hour, after speaking yesterday in Egypt and the UN climate conference.
President Biden says world leaders need to double down on climate commitments in the face of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Russia's war only enhances the urgency of the need to transition the world off its dependence on fossil fuels.
Speaking at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt, the president also said U.S. investments in green energy included in recent legislation is putting the country on track to meet emissions targets by 2030.
The United States government is putting our money where our mouth is to strengthen accountability for climate risk and resilience.
President Biden also announced a $150 million down payment to help African nations adapt to climate change. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Monday, the president heads to Bali for the G20 summit meeting and a highly anticipated sit-down with China's President Xi. Russia's military says it's completed its withdrawal from the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, the only regional capital they captured in the nearly 9 months since the invasion began. Ukraine's special military units are checking the city for what they believe are landmines left behind by Russian forces. Actor Alec Baldwin is countersuing to clear his name in last year's fatal movie set shooting.
Baldwin filing a cross complaint in Superior Court in Los Angeles. The actor suing people involved in the handling and supplying of the loaded gun he was using when it fired, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin names the set armorer, props master, munitions supplier, and an assistant director, blaming them for putting the loaded gun in his hand. Baldwin says neither he nor Hutchins knew the weapon contained a live round. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
With the remnants of Hurricane Nicole moving offshore, gale warnings stretch from the Outer Banks of North Carolina to the eastern tip of Maine. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.